class. Now, let me stop and say this. Church, I believe that God calls and separates people to every place of ministry. I believe that He calls and separates people to a Sunday school class. I believe He calls and separates people to a bus ministry, and to a juvenile ministry, and to a prison ministry, and to a nursing home ministry, because He moves upon that person and calls them and separates them out for that particular ministry. But I also believe that God separates and calls men and women, teenagers and boys and girls out for special service as well in the work of God. Now, when people ask me the question, "Preacher, how do you know if God is calling you?" Well, I take them to Acts chapter 13, and I simply put them through what I call the Antioch test. Because here we have, in these three verses tonight, a very quick test to find out if God is moving in a person's life about some type of special service. Now keep in mind that there's absolutely nothing wrong with a person surrendering their life to God's choice will, whether it be to work in a local ministry. Nothing wrong with that. Some may call this volunteering. Matter of fact, I've had some people say, "Preacher, I tell you what, if God don't call me, I'm just going to volunteer." You need to be careful about that. All right? That would be like me just getting on the phone and calling the president and say, "Listen, I know y'all are going after Osama bin Laden tonight. I think I want to be part of that." I don't have the training for that. I don't have the know-how. I don't have what is required to go and take care of that. So be careful about saying, "I'm going to volunteer to be a preacher. I'm going to volunteer to be a missionary. I'm going to volunteer to be this or that." You better make sure you got a word from God before you move forward. There's nothing wrong with volunteering, and that's an honorable choice. If you're going to be in the ministry and you're going to do and have the hand of God on you, you better make sure there's a call or a word from God. Paul didn't go into this thing because he volunteered. He went into this thing because God thrust him in that direction. Well, you know, ministry needs to, when you're in ministry, let me just say this, and the reason I hesitate to say, you know, a person says, "Well, preacher, God didn't call me, I just volunteered." Let me say something quickly before I move on and say this. When a person goes into ministry, when a person goes into dealing on a large scale basis with a church or on a mission field or in some called out ministry, let me remind you that you are in a spiritual warfare, my friend. And a lot of people are not prepared for a spiritual warfare. And so you need to make sure that there is a divine call. So what I want to do tonight is take a look here at the Antioch test about God's call and knowing God's call into ministry. First of all, take your Bible, if you would, look at verse number 1. Did you notice this? It says, "Now there were in the church." So the first part of the test is this. The people that God calls out and separates to some type of full-time ministry are people who are faithful and regular in church. Because you know what? That's where He's looking. That's where He's looking for those that He's going to call out. And so we know that these people, and we know that Paul and Barnabas, that God separated out, where did He find them? He found them in church. He found them regularly in church, consistent when the church doors were open. You know what? I imagine if they had a special meeting, I have a sneaky suspicion that Paul and Barnabas were probably there. Amen. Probably when there were prayer meetings, they were probably there. Probably when there was a men's conference or ladies' meeting or whatever it is, all of these people, and if they were married, they probably made sure their wives were there. You know where God found them? He found them in church. He found them in the house of God. I believe they were consistent when the church doors were open. I think they were faithful to church and the church's direction. They were on board with what the church was doing and the direction where the church was going. They weren't sowing discord. They weren't having try to infiltrate other things into the church and their own ideas. They said, "You know what? This is where God put us, and we're going to go forward with what the church and the direction that the church is going." I believe they were loyal to the church and pastoral leadership in the church. You see, God cannot and will not call someone who is in opposition to his preset plan of operation. You say, where does the church get the preset plan of operation? Right there. And God is looking for people on board with the plan and on board with their church and faithful in their church. So first of all, the Antioch test requires faithful church attendance. God, listen, I have never in all the ministry that I've been in over these years, never seen God ever call an unfaithful servant. Never have. I have seen him call scores of faithful servants. People who are in church, love the church, practiced in the church, served in the church, gave to the church, and all these things. You know what? I think that's what these people were. So when God went looking for someone to call out, guess where he went looking? In the church. In the church. May I say to you, number two. Number two, you'll find in Acts 13 and verse number 2, the Antioch test. First of all, number one, they were regular in church. Number two, did you notice? As they ministered. Is that what your Bible says? You need to circle that word ministered. Because not only were they faithful and regular in church, they were ministering in the church. They weren't just sitting doing nothing. They were looking for opportunities to minister to people. They were serving in some capacity. Maybe they were teaching. I doubt very seriously they were running a bus ministry, but maybe they were running a camel ministry. I don't know what they were doing, but they were doing something because it says they were ministering. They were serving in the church. I have a sneaky suspicion they were probably soul winning in the church. They were probably out reaching people and getting people saved and back to the church. I have a sneaky suspicion as well that part of that ministry they were giving to the church. Not only of their time and their talents, but they are also giving of themselves to the church. And then, I think they might have had a good testimony in the church. Probably had a good testimony among the other believers in the church. You know, it sure seems that the person that God calls is busy in the church, reaching and teaching people. That's what God wants from not only Trinity Baptist, but that's the kind of people he's going to call out of our church. He's going to call people that are regular in church. He's going to call people that are ministering in the church. Well, we've talked about two aspects of the Antioch test. God called these people out. They were regular in church. They were ministering in the church. Look at number three. You'll also find in Acts 13:2. Did you notice it says there that as they ministered to the Lord? Now listen, we don't like this word, but I want you to notice they were not only ministering and fasted. Now, let me tell you something, folks. You don't get marginal Christians that fast. You get serious-minded Christians. So fasting here indicates to me that not only were they regular in church and ministering church, that indicates to me that, boy, they must have been consecrated to the Lord. They must have been separated to the Lord. You see that key word there, fasting. In Isaiah chapter 58, verses 5 and 6, there is some pretty descriptive language that's used there that describes the fast. Isaiah used language such as afflict the soul. In other words, bringing yourself into submission and to the will of God. He also used language such as that it loosed the bands of wickedness. In other words, it looses us from our wicked ways and turns us to the ways of God. Fasting breaks down the spirit and soul and makes us more applicable to God's will and gives us a better listening ear. He also used language that it undoes or undoes heavy burden. So it undoes heavy burdens, it looses the bands of wickedness, it afflicts the souls, and then it says, it breaks every yoke. You say, what is that? It sounds to me like fasting might have something to do with consecration. It might have something to do with breaking us down and separating us from the world unto God. So I believe that these men that the Holy Ghost separated, faithful in church, ministering in the church, consecrated to the Lord. These men were willing to be called by God. I wonder how many of us have come to an altar or knelt at home and said, Lord, whatever you want from me, so be it. If you want me in Lithuania, so be it. If you want me here, so be it. You see, I'm afraid that way too many people might be afraid to totally submit to God because He just might take you up on it. He just might call you out. And then you think, oh my goodness, now what have I done? What am I going to do now? Well, first thing you're going to do is you're going to praise God that He chose you and separated you out. So what I'm saying to you tonight, that these men wanted to be called and they were balanced because they were faithful in attendance, they were consecrated to the Lord, and they were ministering in the church. Those who are separated to God's will and ways are those most likely to be prime candidates for a call from God. So when people say, preacher, how do I know if God is calling? First thing I say, first of all, are you faithful in church? Oh yes, preacher, I'm there for Sunday school every Sunday morning. That ain't gonna get it. Okay? You need to be faithful. You need to be faithful. So I ask them, are you faithful? Yes. What are you doing in the church of God? How are you ministering? Well, I'm doing this and doing this. Okay, great. Are you consecrated? Are you separated? Do you have a devotional life with God? And then if you'll notice in verse number two, the fourth thing, not only do I find that these men were called out and knowing the call of God, they were regular in church, they were ministering in the church, they were consecrated to the Lord. And then I want you to notice this, it says, and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said. Now stop here. Who's he talking to? Did he tell the preacher? Who's he talking to here? Now you know who he's talking to? He said, separate me, two guys. The Holy Ghost didn't go to the preacher and said, tell those two guys I want them to be missionaries. Go tell that young man right there I want him to be called to preach. Go tell that young lady I want her to be a pastor's wife, or I want her in some type of Christian school ministry. Preacher, you go tell them. It's not how it operates at all. The Holy Ghost wasn't telling the preacher. The Holy Ghost was telling the individual. That's who he was telling. And number four is, if you want to know whether God's calling you into some special service, not only must you be regular in church and ministering in church and consecrated to the Lord, you better have a word from God. See, it was the Holy Ghost that separated, not the preacher. It was the Holy Ghost that separated, not the Sunday school teacher. You see, there needs to be a devotional burden and conviction. I remember when God called me to preach, He saved me, and then God called me, and I'm just going to give you real quick what God put me through real quick here and kind of filtered me through so that I knew that I had been called to preach. First of all, there was a devotional burden conviction. Every time I got in my Bible and every time I got on my knees to pray, that subject was on my mind and heart constantly. He would not let me go. So there was a devotional burden and conviction. Number two, there was persistent thoughts of surrender. Persistent thoughts of surrender over and over and over again. May I remind you that the Holy Ghost of God, one of His jobs, according to John chapter 14 and verse number 26, not only does He guide us, not only does He teach us, but the Scripture says that He will bring all things to your remembrance. So you know what He does? He puts persistent thoughts of surrender. There's devotional burden and conviction. Oh boy. And this is a tough one. This was a tough one for me. And then He begins to work, and then there is a weaning of secular success. Because, man, I already had my life planned out. Before God got a hold of you, did you already have yours planned out? I did. I already had mine planned out. My whole life was already planned out until God got involved. And God called me out, and I'm thinking, how do I know God is calling me? Well, there was constant devotional burden and conviction, constant persistent thoughts of surrender, and then He began to wean me off of secular success. Because I already had my life planned out, already figured out how I was going to be a millionaire. You say, how? I was going on the show. Didn't y'all know that? Just kidding. But I already had it all figured out, what I was going to do and how I was going to make all this money. But God. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12. Listen to what Paul said later. He said, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me in the ministry. I don't find anywhere in Paul's life where he said, I volunteered. He said, God called me and he put me where he wanted me. Now, let me finish this up and say this. In this situation and the call, Jesus Christ authorized the call. The Holy Ghost just carried out the call. You see, the Lord Jesus had already separated and called out Paul. The Holy Ghost just carried it out and announced it to him. But you know what Paul displayed? Faithfulness in church, ministering in the church, consecration, and then he had an ear to the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul. Yeah, that's you as an individual. God's going to, listen folks, he's not trying to play hide and seek with his will. Okay, he's not trying to play hide and seek. Listen, if God's calling you, he's going to reveal it. Did you notice the word here that Jesus and the Lord used here? He used the word enable. That word enable means to furnish or to supply with sufficient means and ability to accomplish what you are called to do. Paul said, listen, not only did he call me, but he enabled me to get it done. May I remind you also that Jesus Christ is the one who sets the criteria for the call. Hey folks, there it is right there. There's the Antioch test. You know who set it up? God set the criteria up. Faithfulness, ministering, consecration, and then a voice and an ear to the Holy Ghost. You see, did you notice Paul also said in 1 Timothy 1:12, not only did he enable me, but he counted me faithful. He esteemed me. He reckoned me faithful. Listen, I wonder if God's paying attention tonight to your life. He is if you're faithful. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to watch you for a while and see if you're going to be consistent. And listen, God is looking for servants. You say, well, preacher, how do I know if he's calling me? Well, if you're faithful and you're ministering and you're separated, if the Holy Ghost is on you in devotion time, if he's persistent in thoughts, if he's weaning you from secular success, you know what? You're probably a prime candidate. Now listen to this. Jesus Christ is the one who puts you where he wants you. Paul said, again, he enabled me, he counted me, and he put me. That means God had not only enabled Paul for the ministry, had not only called and counted him faithful, but he said he put me in the ministry. He set me, he placed me in the desired spot. I wonder how many times in Paul's ministry that those words came back to him. I wonder how many times in prison that he probably thought, now Lord, you know, now you did call me, right? Amen? You did separate me. Amen? I know I heard the voice of God. You see, I know that Paul was convinced that God had called him. Because when him and Silas were thrown in prison in Philippi, at midnight they sang. So I know that Paul knew that he'd been called of God. Now one last thing, and that's this. God is looking for servants today. And may I say to you, church, don't be afraid of God's voice. Don't be afraid of God. But if you meet the Antioch test, then just simply say, remember in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 9, remember when Samuel would go back to Eli and he says, hey, are you calling me? No, it's not me. He went back to him 3 times and finally Eli said, listen, the next time that you hear the voice, because Eli knew it was God, he said, the next time you hear the voice, here's what you say, speak, Lord. For thy servant heareth. I want to challenge you tonight, church, that God put yourself in a place where God would deem you as a candidate to call you out. God needs servants. Hey, yeah, we need people to teach Sunday school, people to run bus ministries, people to run all the ministries, but I'm talking about God taking you to another level of faith. But you know how the candidates he's looking for? You're going to have to be regular in church. Number two, you're going to have to be ministering in church. Number three, you're going to have to be consecrated to the Lord. You're going to have an ear to the call of the Holy Ghost of God. And then you know what God will do? He'll put you where He wants you. It might be Lithuania. It might be Ethiopia. It might be in a local church. It might be somewhere. But you know what? He's going to put you exactly where He wants you. That's how you're going to know whether God's calling you out for special service or not. If you meet the Antioch test, you're a prime candidate tonight. Would you bow your heads with me for a moment?